The state Supreme Court ruled late Thursday that Brewer acted illegally in ousting Colleen Mathis. In the brief order, the justices said that the letter from the governor to Mathis, quote, does not demonstrate substantial neglect of duty, gross misconduct in office, or inability to discharge the duties of office. Those are the only reasons a governor can fire a commissioner. Senate President-elect Steve Pierce, whose chamber would have to approve any new firing, said work already is underway to find another way to get Mathis out.
The lawyers are working on it, and I think there is a solution here. We just have to noodle it out and get it done.
At this point, though, neither Brewer nor the senators who need to ratify her action are sure exactly how to act in a way that would satisfy the court. It's possible the ruling means the court believes the offenses Brewer alleged do not fit within her powers to fire Mathis. But Pierce said he reads the ruling to mean only that the letter from Brewer to Mathis did not sufficiently detail the grounds for firing.
I believe it could be fixed with a better letter. However, I don't know what we've got to. They're working on that right now. We don't know what we're going to do, and we don't know which direction to go until we get together.
And Pierce said the fact that next week is Thanksgiving does not preclude a special session. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.